Hola, mi gente. This is Jodeci's mom. Hope you're enjoying the show.
Hello, everyone. This is Jodeci Maldonado. I want to see another wonderful episode of Night Owl's Late Night Podcast. Today, I have another essay entitled The Exam of Existence. In life, it is the human condition to be both prey and predator. Or put another way, sheep and shepherd. Human beings are gifted with the capacity for love, and this leads us to be both lost in the heights of bliss or the trenches of sorrow. In other words, we are the lost and the found, the wounded and the healer. To live life, you must not exist in binaries, but in synchronicities. To be human means to be a paradox, where two opposing forces are both deemed true and accurate. We are circular reasoning, simultaneously invalidating and then reaffirming ourselves time and time again. You see it in spirituality with both the masculine and feminine energies that both exist in all of us and find harmony, and we too must find the balance of our energies. We see this in religions like Wicca and Buddhism, where the circle is the most important and oldest symbol of mankind, used for both mandalas and ritual circles, just to name a few. It is here to that in Wicca, a solitary witch can embody both the god and goddess, even though they are just one person. This is also true of homosexual relationships within Wicca. The two people in question can embody both the god and goddess, despite being of the same sex. From that point, we can jump to both gender and sexuality in society. If the above logic holds true, and the tenets of spirituality, which maintain that we are all connected, and that we all possess the spark of God, which can also be found in yogic traditions via the use of the word namaste. This literally translates to, I see the divine in you, and is used as a greeting. So then, how can we say that being transgender or any other form of LGBTQIA is wrong or is a result of being broken? This is further demonstrated by the existence of non-binary identities such as agender, bigender, and gender fluid, as well as binary trans men and women. Why is this, you might ask? It is because back in the olden times, when tribes and hunting and gathering were more common, those who showed the traits we now call LGBTQIA were seen as having a proclivity toward the spiritual and possessing latent abilities. Next, you can move to mental illness, as seen in the documentary Crazy Wives on Gaia TV Network. It has also been said that those with mental illness also have a keener affinity toward the spiritual. It has also been said that certain medications may cause suicidal tendencies, where most or more holistic and spiritual methods can be of assistance instead. Please note that this is not coming from a licensed physician and does not replace the advice of your healthcare provider, and to please make sure to run by them any changes you may want to make with your care. There are several different ways to heal holistically, just as there are many ways to heal with modern medicine, and everyone is different, and both methodologies are of value. Here we can look at another seemingly contradictory area in the argument of what it means to be human. An area that seems to be discrediting the other, and that is the realm of science versus spirituality. Science is now backing spirituality with the validation of energetic and auric fields, which can now be recorded and seen on a document. It has also been noted by the Heart Math Connection Foundation, which is frequently featured on the Gaia TV network, that the electromagnetic fields are points, if you will, can be raised and affected overall by any kind of large emotional output set forth by humanity as recorded during 9/11, as one example. This happened in the 15 minutes that it took for the incident to occur and then become known and televised around the world. Then there was a massive increase in empathy, which can be measured in our brain waves and heart, as well as in the response given by the Earth's electromagnetic field, which rose significantly in that 15-minute window. Lastly, quantum physics has confirmed the existence of other dimensions and possibly of other planes of existence with the furthering of string theory. So to recap, are we really all that different, or are we more the same than whatever divided us amongst ourselves? but also amongst other sentient beings in the natural world. Similar to the top of this piece, I will note that the religions Buddhism and Wicca both say that these respective things should be treated with utmost care and love, as well as respect. So in closing, I ask again, in the quiz of life and the big question of what it means to be human, if it were an open-ended question, the answer you could dare to say would be to be connected. And if it were a multiple choice question, then the answer would be all of the above, just like the hermetic principle of as above, so below. But the real question here is, how many of you are going to dare to fill in the space with that answer and actually live by it? That's all, folks. Hope you enjoyed it. Stay lovely. Good night.